my sincere gratitude to all of the assembled devotees, my dear God brothers, trustees, and all the assembled Vaishnavas. Every year we have a function, the annual Lady Northcote Hindu Orphanage event. It is very special that it is held here this year. Srinathji Prabhu has given a little history, and it is so special that I would like to repeat. Our involvement in giving these wonderful children the highest wealth and treasure in life, devotion to Krishna, began in this very auditorium. 1971, Srila Prabhupada gave a speech here. Prominent politicians and very esteemed personalities of Bombay were assembled. In fact, the lecture and the transcript is still there. After he addressed the people assembled, he walked out the door, went down the steps. Shamsundar Prabhu, his secretary, was beside him, waiting for his car. He looked across the street and said, "This is such an important place. We should have a temple here." We never heard this. Years later, in the 1990s, Shamsundar Prabhu came on the day of Ram Navami and saw a temple filled with hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of eager, anxious devotees. And he began to cry, remembering that Prabhupada made this prediction. Prabhupada expressed his desire, and without anyone knowing what even they were doing, Krishna fulfilled Prabhupada's desire. On Jaladutta, Prabhupada prayed to Krishna, "Let me just be your puppet. Make me dance as you want me to dance." And Krishna used Srinathji Prabhu and his good wife Maithili as puppets. They were living nearby. And in a spirit of charity, they would regularly come and give some clothes to the children, give some fruits to the children, arrange for some milk for the children, because the orphanage was quite destitute. And when they became devotees, they were teaching the children kirtan and so many things. In 1987, some very inconceivable circumstances took place, which we are not going to go into detail this evening. But we were orphans. We were all orphans. We had no place to worship the Lord. We had nothing. And just at that time, the managing trustee of the orphanage, he passed away. And to Srinathji Prabhu's great surprise, one morning someone knocked on his door and said, "You are the new managing trustee." Have you all? 4 in the morning. That's very auspicious. He got you up in time for Mangal Arati. It's a wonderful history. The children were somewhere hours and hours away, and we were given one tiny little room in a downstairs quarter. It was our temple, our kitchen, our ashram, our everything. Yet there was about 6 brahmacharis and about 60 rats. But gradually, by Srinathji Prabhu's incredible enthusiasm and intelligence, he brought all the children back and put them under the care of Srila Prabhupada. His love, he placed them at the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada through the servants of his servants. And the devotees have taken very, very serious responsibility in this regard. We tried to transform Lady Northcote Hindu Orphanage into a place where the children could actually find their real eternal home. There's a problem in this world of homelessness, because practically 99.9% of the population of the planet is really homeless. They've forgotten their father. They've forgotten their mother. They've forgotten their real home. No doubt, the birds have a little temporary home in a nest, and the snakes have a little temporary hole in the home in a hole in the ground. And some people have a temporary little home on Malabar Hill, or in some flat on Nepenthe Road, or wherever. But as far as their real home, the home of their soul, they're orphans. Who is our real mother? Sarva yoni shakuntaya murtaya samabantiya tasam brahma mahajumnir aham bija pratapita. Krishna describes, I am the seed-giving father of every living being. Srila Prabhupada's message was so simple, but so profound, that the real longing of the soul is to return home, back to Godhead. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur explained that in this world, we are all strangers in a foreign land. The soul is Satchidananda, eternal, full of knowledge, full of bliss. The soul's nature is the eternal loving service of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. To be in their home, of Krishna Loka, involved in the family affairs of ecstatic ras, of loving exchanges. And without that, we're all like homeless beggars in a foreign land. It is a serious problem when poor children are on the streets without parents to take care of them, homeless. Or in situations where the parents, widowed mothers who have no funds and no means to do anything to take care of their children except pray. Or people in such poverty that they can't adequately do anything for their children worthwhile. Or children who are in situations of abuse. To give them a physical place of safety, affection, and care is giving a temporary home, but not for the soul. We are the soul. The needs of the soul are prominent. Srila Prabhupada, he traveled around the world 14 times, giving people direction to their eternal home, within their own hearts, to find Krishna, through living a life of devotion, a life of service, and chanting the holy names in the association of devotees. It is real family. Where there is an assembly of personalities, even if they be from different nationalities, different castes, different races, the family that is united around loving devotional service to Krishna, considering each person in the family as Prabhu, Master. I am servant of the servant of the servant. It is that spiritual affiliation, that spiritual association, that is real family life, true family life. And we have with us tonight people from America and Europe and South America. Many are coming from very wealthy, extravagant families with telephones and televisions and cars and beautiful homes and gardens and lawns and prestige and high education and wealthy, influential parents, but dissatisfied. Prabhupada was shocked when he came to America. He saw middle class, upper middle class, and upper class young men and women living by their own free choice, like homeless beggars called hippies. Why? Because there was no substance. There was no truth. It was all superficial, artificial, unsatisfying. One of the greatest needs in this world today is for people to feel loved. Because if you don't feel loved, it's very difficult to love. People are lonely. Once I was hitchhiking in Thailand. I won't go into the details of why, but I was hitchhiking in Thailand. I was in a jungle, and a Mercedes limousine came to pick me up. Stretch limousine. So there was a chauffeur in the front, and there was somebody in the back. And he thought I was Buddhist, because I was dressed. He said, "Hey, Buddha, come in, come in." So I came in, and he started talking. He was the number one American television actor. He told me for 5 years, his show was the number one show in America for 5 years. Not Bollywood, Hollywood. There is a difference, I have heard. And he was telling me he has a beautiful mansion in Universal City. And he has 5 cars that are paid for. And when he was doing his show, the most beautiful actresses were on his show, different ones every week. And he said he was having romantic affairs with every one of them. And he was making about $40,000 a week. And he told me, "I'm miserable. I'm lonely." And he said, "And I'm in the society, the high society of the biggest people of America. I know the big musicians. I go to their parties, all the Hollywood scene, all the big politicians." He said, "They're all fake." And he's not a devotee. Devotees say these things, but he's one of them. He said, "They're empty. They go on television with these big smiles and everyone thinks they're so happy and effervescent, but there's nothing inside. They're lonely. They're hypocritical. Tears came to his eyes. And we're driving through rice paddies. And there were some peasants just on their hands and knees picking rice with those Chinese hats. And he said, I'd rather live with those people than the aristocracy of America, because at least they're real. He was telling me how lonely he was. What a problem of loneliness there is. Even with people mobbing around you to get your autographs, people mobbing around you to get their photo taken from you, people coming and wanting to have all sorts of friendships with you, but nothing substantial. Loneliness. Then he looked at me and he said, I want what you have. I said, to say that I have nothing in my pocket would be exaggeration. I don't even have a pocket. I said, I'm hitchhiking, standing on the side of the road for hours, and you're driving in a Mercedes limousine. You're staying in the penthouse suite of the Hilton Hotel in Bangkok, and I'm just going to sleep under a tree in some park. And you want what I have? He said, yes. He said, you have something. You have peace. You have something real. That is real wealth. And it is a fact. People are lonely. And to try to somehow or other divert their attention from this loneliness, they create television, they create the whole movie industry, they create the whole music industry, they create this whole computer technology, all this type of entertainment and sporting events, including cricket. Why are people so engrossed in these things? Because there's so little inside. Krishna tells in Bhagavad Gita that one who is illumined within, who rejoices within, who is enlightened within, that person is of real intelligence. Yes, this planet is an orphanage. We may have some cognition of a temporary parent for our body, but we have forgotten and we're living astray from the eternal mother and father of our souls. But by Srila Prabhupada's grace, so many such orphans have found their father, found their mother, and found their home. And their lives are in the process of going back home, back to Godhead. So when 1987 came and we had the wonderful opportunity to take charge of these young boys, we tried to give them the physical nourishment and needs that they very much required. It was Prabhupada's vision. Actually, in Juhu, there were some, when he was just living in a little shack, there were some poor kids that were coming around, and Prabhupada said, tell them if they come and live with us, we'll give them clothes, we'll give them food, and we'll give them everything they need. It was Prabhupada's vision. Do you remember that, Bhavananda Prabhu? We had the opportunity to actually do that. And when we first came, some of the children that were there, they took so sincerely and enthusiastically to Krishna consciousness. Why? because they were, for the first time in their lives, they were getting love, affection, and care. And because the people who were giving those things were so genuinely devoted to Krishna, they could see the connection. Krishna's love is flowing through. And two of those wonderful first batch of children in the orphanage are here with us today. Rupa Raghunath Prabhu, who was for years the head pujari of Radha Gopinath Temple, and who is now Sankirtan leader for book distribution. Please stand up, Rupa Raghunath Prabhu. And Rupa Goswami Prabhu, where are you? He's the head pujari for the temple in Pune. Has done wonderful service over the years. Rupa Goswami is here? Anyways. And we have Avadhut Chandra Prabhu. Avadhut Prabhu. He was leading wonderful ecstatic kirtans. Adi Gadadhar Prabhu. And last year I spoke a little about Gyandev, what a desperate situation he was coming from, physically, emotionally, and what a wonderful preacher he is now, and what a wonderful example he is. Yes, hundreds of boys have found their eternal mother and eternal father, Sri Sri Radha Gopinath, by Prabhupada's loving mercy. And I'm so happy to see many of our children who are now grown up and who have very, very wonderful lives, wonderful dispositions. They have careers. They're doing very good service. And they have very, very deep faith and conviction that Krishna consciousness is the goal of life. And they love to be in the association of devotees. It's a wonderful example. The greatest challenge of taking care of these children in a proper way is commitment to the responsibility of doing so. Srila Prabhupada explained that you make spiritual advancement according to responsibility you take. When innocent children who are actually helpless and hopeless without us are entrusted under our care by Krishna, it's a very, very, very serious responsibility. Guru na sasyat, svajina na sat, pitina sasyat, pitana sasyat, janina sasyat. One has no right being a parent, a guru, or in any position of leadership with subordinates, where their lives are depending on you, unless you create an environment by which that child will not take birth again in this material world. And those who are married and have children, you know what a serious responsibility it is to take care of children. But there's a natural, special attachment to the when they're your children. They come from me. They look something like me. Srila Prabhupada, he explained how he left his family in a very gracious way. And at the age of 70, sailed on a cargo ship across the Atlantic Ocean and Arabian Sea, enduring many difficulties, struggled alone in the Bowery Ghetto of New York for about a year, had his life threatened, poverty, no help, no support. All he had was compassion and complete faith in the order of his guru and the holy name of Krishna. And after a short time, he was the father, the mother, the friend, the guide, the teacher, the guru of hundreds and hundreds of young men and women. He was their everything. They gave up everything to serve him. They found shelter in him for the first time. These are people from families with mass money, influence, and tremendous amount of future materially. But they found shelter in Prabhupada. And Prabhupada said, I left a few children, but now I have so many thousands of children. Krishna has given me. And how he took responsibility in our lives. And he entrusted his leading disciples to accept his responsibility by taking care of each and every devotee, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. This orphanage, Sri Radha Gopinath Prabhu, Dauji Priya Prabhu, Madhusudan Prabhu, Radha Gopinath's a brahmachari. He has no interest in mundane family life. But he has 25 children. From very, very difficult backgrounds. Not a single one of them is of his caste or of his community. What to speak about this body. But he's taken that responsibility so seriously. Why? Because it was Prabhupada's wish. Prabhupada's wish is Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda Prabhu's wish. To connect people to their eternal father and mother, Sri Radha Gopinath. To give them a chance to perfect their lives and find the eternal joy of love of God. Physically, emotionally, and spiritually, these children are very helpless and hopeless and dependent. It's a very, very big responsibility. And Radha Gopinath Prabhu, Dauji Priya Prabhu and his blessed wife, they cannot do it alone. As I have said many times before, our entire congregation must take personal responsibility that these children find great happiness, joy, and hope in living in the association of devotees. They should be protected, and they should know with complete faith that presently and in the future, they are stable, they are secure, because they have the holy name of Krishna, and they have the loving guidance of the Vaishnavas. This responsibility must be taken very seriously by all of us. I don't know who Lady Northcote was, but I know who Srila Prabhupada is to some extent. And his intervention in Lady Northcote's offering of this orphanage has been such a great blessing upon all these children, and a great blessing upon all of us for having a chance to serve them. Thank you very much.